This is your major indicator that you are on track. Remember this key point. Feel good now. Feel as good as you can and continue to feel better. You want to feel good. This is your first objective, to feel good. So, when you're defining your dream, when you're defining what you want, you have virtually two options. And we're going to do an exercise here in a moment. You have two options. The first option in defining your dream is be specific. The second option is not be specific at all, be general. Now, there's actually a third option. You can be very specific, you can be general, or you can virtually not define anything, but just define feeling good as the goal and objective. All three of these work, and they all will create good in your life, but I'll explain the differences. When you define your dream with specificity, and let's use something tangible that we can all see. Let's say you are wanting a specific thing. And again, what you want is irrelevant. You may want a better relationship. You may want a better career. Some of you say, I want clarity. I want a purpose. I have no purpose in my life. I want to find my purpose. That could be your goal, to find your purpose. Okay. Some of those things are a little more esoteric, but let's talk about something specific as a want because it's an easier example. So let's say that you say, I want a new car. Fine. You can be general and just say, I want a new car. Or you can be specific and say, I want a Mercedes, a new Mercedes. You can be general and say, I just want a new Mercedes. I don't care what kind of Mercedes. I don't care what color. I just want a new Mercedes. Or you can be specific and say, I want a black S-Class Mercedes. You can be more specific. I want a black S-Class Mercedes 4MATIC with a black leather interior. I think they all come with leather anyway, but black interior. You can be as specific as you want. So the first thing is defining what you want. Now, Napoleon Hill said, define your dream and get a burning desire for its achievement. He also said, whatever the mind of man can conceive and bring itself to believe, it can achieve. So, if you say, I want a black Mercedes, Earl Nightingale says, you become what you think about most of the time. He also rephrased it later and he said, you get what you think about most of the time. So, if you want a black Mercedes, theoretically, based on what we've been talking about, quote, what you would have to do is think about the black Mercedes, 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 think about the black Mercedes. When you're thinking about the black Mercedes, what is your brain doing? Yeah, your brain is transmitting a frequency of the black Mercedes. Years ago, a book was written. It says, as a man thinketh. And in the book, it gave the factual statement actually made by, it was either Edison or Einstein, I'm not sure. I think it was Einstein, who said, thoughts are things. A thought is a physical thing. It sends out physical particles. I've been calling them frequencies, vibration of energy. They are particles. They are physical particles that go out into the universe that have magnetic pull, according to Einstein. Okay? Not some guru. Not that the guru's wrong, but, you know, most people have an easier time believing a scientist who has evidence than somebody says, you just have to believe me on faith. Thoughts are things. So theoretically, based on what we've been talking about, if you think about black Mercedes, black Mercedes, black Mercedes, black Mercedes, black Mercedes, you're transmitting the frequency of black Mercedes. According to Napoleon Hill, define your dream, black Mercedes, and get a burning desire for its achievement, which can be defined as high intensity broadcasting, high power broadcasting of the frequency. And if you have a burning desire, you're going to have high intensity broadcasting of the frequency, high power broadcasting of the frequency from your brain about black Mercedes, black Mercedes, black Mercedes. And if you have a burning desire, you're going to be thinking about it all the time. Earl Nightingale, you get what you think about most of the time. Which means you're broadcasting this with a long duration. So, I want black Mercedes. I'm thinking about black Mercedes, black Mercedes, black Mercedes, black Mercedes, which means I'm putting out this vibration. But I just don't want the black Mercedes. That's not going to work, because if you want a Mercedes, you're going to put out a vibration that's weak with low intensity. Even if you kind of want a black Mercedes, you're going to be thinking about it that often, so you're not going to have a long duration. So the key, according to Napoleon Hill, is you have to have a burning desire. So first you dream, then you get a burning desire. And that burning desire will mean, you don't want a black Mercedes, I need to have the black Mercedes.